Thank you for holding. Is this Brian?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Brian. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
So far, so good. It's 7:23 here in Orange County, California.
Yeah, so. We got an hour on you. So I've been up since 4 o'clock. So I'm just awake.
Is that a normal thing for you?
Oh, that's every day, man. Since I've been in the Marine Corps 20 years ago, yeah, that's every day.
Oh, well, thank you for your service. Were you down here in Pendleton?
Well, when I went to boot camp, I was. Yeah, I was in MCRD San Diego, and I was all over the place from that. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for your service. I appreciate it. My brother was a Ranger. He went to Iraq and Afghanistan, so I really appreciate you
Well, he was a Ranger. He was at Fort Benning, Georgia. That's where I did jump school at.
Yeah, he was a Tomahawk.
That's where the Ranger school. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a little bad SOB. I'm about 6'2", 205, but my older brother, he's about 5'11", 175.
That's perfect size for those type of guys.
Yeah, he's way tougher than me, and people don't believe it all the time. I go, yeah, he's always been that way. I could probably manhandle him pretty good, but he's got all that combatant training. Last time I wrestled with him, I lost horribly.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I salute you guys. I understand that you were having a brief conversation though with one of my representatives here, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line mainly to go over pricing, but did you have any questions about the listing or how it works?
Well, it's just, you know, she was just kind of explaining to me, you know, it's just putting me at the front of the list on Google search is what I gathered from it.
Yeah, there's
she rattled off a lot of, you know, tie, you know, the first 4 or 5 tile choices that come up on Google, and they were all like brick and mortar stores. They weren't contractor, like installation guys like me.
Well, more of a reason to have you up there, you know what I mean?
Exactly. No, it's like I know all the stores she said. I shop at them, so I definitely knew who they were, but they're not like, installation companies.
Yeah, and most of the time people are looking for installation, more than likely.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go buy the tile and lay on myself so my wife can look at me like I'm stupid.
it's a skilled trade, and I am in business because people don't like to do it, man, because it's hard and tedious.
It's just one of those things you want to get done the right way the first time, too, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So, no, she was just talking about, you know, like a month-to-month cost, you know, for you guys to handle that advertising for me.
Yeah. So it's a Google Places placement. There's different types of first page placement. I want to be super thorough about that. So you ever see the three guys that show up next to the map? They are tile stores, with the exception of, IDF, the floor store, is also a tile store, but they list themselves as a contractor. But that's where we're talking about listing you, Brian.
Installer Direct Flooring, that's who those guys are. So they kind of have their own guys, but they're basically...
Yeah.
You know, they do a lot of the low-end super production work around town.
Yeah, they'll probably subcontract out a lot of their work. You know, like even Angie's List by Home Advisor, they have a Google listing. They have a local SEO placement. And so they're just putting themselves on Google, reselling you the leads that they're getting from their Google advertising. So they're just subcontracting
I just signed up on Angie's List like last week, you know, so I'm just starting to get that, so I haven't even like checked to see, you know, if they've been putting me on the list on Google or what's going on with that.
Well, they don't put you on Google. They put themselves on Google and they put you on their list, and then they don't let people call you directly. They have it
They charge me extra money for that to get a direct call, definitely more than what a normal lead costs.
Right, and so if we list you independently, it'll get rid of all that headache. It just lets the customers call you directly as a live call. That's what most people do anyway. They're not usually filling out the form on Home Advisor and waiting for people to call them back unless they're really looking for the cheapest possible guy, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So that's the major benefit to you, though, is that we have the availability to put you up there. We don't always have that opening, you know? If the guys are already paying to solicit the positions that are available, then we can't bring another guy on until one of them either discontinues theirs or relocates to another area. So that's why we're calling you today, is because we have the ability to make that move. But once we fill that spot, it's closed out. So, you know, we can't work with anybody else in the area that provides the same services. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. What was that monthly cost, Ashley?
So with the veterans discount and the established business credit, I know you said 19 years experience, so that'll actually help a lot. You become like a preferred contractor at that point. I can get it down from $599 to just $299 on a month-to-month basis. So it's about half the traditional rate with those two discounts applied. And then you'd keep that rate indefinitely, so it'll never go back up to $599 on you. It's about $10 a day if you break it down.
I don't know if you pulled up any of my stuff. You have my email address. Can you email me all this stuff so I could, you know, I'm on a job right now, so, you know, not like the perfect time for me to be signing up on a bunch of stuff, but.
Gotcha.
Definitely something I'm interested in and would like to check it out further when I get home later this afternoon.
Okay. Well, I mean, again, usually when a spot opens up, they just give us a list and we go down it until we fill the listing. But I could send you some information, you know, just so that you have it maybe for the next time around. Let me send you this and make sure you get everything here. Okay, I'll send you my direct number and extension. Are you getting these text messages?
Yeah, I got that.
If you click on that first link, I could actually show you what you'd be getting.
Hold on a second.
No worries.
Put you on speaker here.
Okay.
I got it open here.
All right, if you scroll down underneath the Google Partner badge, you'll see some different packages. There's about six different ones. The one that I'm talking about putting you on, it's advertised at $599 monthly. It's just a traditional platinum. It'll have a little ribbon around it. It says most popular.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I was doing is I was putting you on this package but reducing the monthly cost to $299, which is half the rate. But one thing I didn't touch on is there's usually a $299 setup fee on every package. I got that waived for you, too. So instead of you paying $898 the first month and $599 each month moving forward, it would just be $299 out the door and then $299 month to month.
Okay,
but this is crazy because this package is going to have not just Google. That's first page placement on Bing. You got Facebook advertising. So we create a business Facebook profile for you and run ads through it. And then there's a popular directory submission. So the popular directory submission and the Facebook advertising is going to make it so that you won't need anything else as far as online marketing. We'll be like your one-stop shop because those popular directories are like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results, Merchant Circle, Manta, even have like AOL and Allpages on there. I mean, if you're literally covered.
Yeah, if you're 100 years old,
the grandmas and grandpas are going to find you. but it literally covers all your bases, and it has review monitoring in there in case you run into some a-holes.
you always do, man. That's the name of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll notice the guys that are up there, they always have really good reviews. It's not because they're the best companies in the world, but usually if it's somebody that's just like not a verified customer or being kind of irrational and not let you resolve the issue with them, then we can kind of just get them expunged from there. Yeah. Keep your reviews as close to a 5-star as possible. And then the advanced reporting and call and conversion tracking all comes in the form of an account dashboard/app that you download. And you could actually see all the leads, the calls you're getting, what zip codes they're coming from. Like, you basically be able to have full transparency on what your return on investment is. I'm telling you, if you could pair this at $299 month to month, I mean, again, these guys are offsetting it at $599 each month, the ones that are up there now. They're all on platinum, those commercial stores. But if you could do it, offset it at, you know, $299, and then you evaluate the leads that you're getting from it, and you compare it to if you spent $299 on leads on HomeAdvisor. I know those things are like $30, $40 a pop, right? On the low end.
We're on the low end for sure.
Yeah, so it's like by the time you get 10 of those, you're already spending $300-$400. You know, this $299, you got way more than 10 opportunities coming from Google, Bing, Facebook, you know, all these directory submissions that we're doing for you. So I think you'd probably, I know you just signed up with it, but more than likely you wind up just leaving them, listing yourself independently.
I've had it in the past a couple times, and, a small company, so it doesn't take long to, like, book me out, you know. But I'm just at a point in my career where I'm just trying to, like, cherry-pick the best jobs, man. I'm not the cheapest guy. I'm not trying to be the cheapest guy. I've been doing this almost 2 decades now, so I'm going for the money job.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I tell my guys, too. I'm like, hey, you're going to get first right of refusal on a lot of work because you're the top recommended guy for the area, but by all means, just because people call you doesn't mean you got to go out to them, waste your time, you know?
No, it takes a lot of time to learn that, man, that you don't got to take every single job, man.
Yeah, I mean, new businesses, they're excited, you know? They're like, all right, yeah, and then you just go out there, and then they get a call like a couple hours later, and it's like, dang, yeah, I just missed $1,500 in the same amount of time.
So,
or in that same time window. So, yeah, I always say cherry pick them and kind of weigh out your options when you're booking yourself up, especially coming into the season here.
Just as a general rule, man, I don't, you know, decisions like this, I don't just, you know, I'm not, like, prepared to sit down and, like, read all this stuff. But if you haven't spilled that spot by later tonight, it definitely sounds like something that I'm going to be interested in. I just, like I said, I'm in a shower right now.
Oh, dang. Okay. So, well, yeah, I gotcha. Well, as a vet, I prefer you, you know, just from my own family history, and I would have to continue to work with you moving forward. I'd be the account manager for you. So I can set it up for, like, a callback this afternoon, you know what I mean? Obviously, they want to try to fill it as soon as possible, but
yeah,
I'll still put you
on
the calendar.
Do that. And then where you texted me from, can I text you back from
see
that number that you just sent to me? Let me handle what I got to do here today and go home and just sit down for a minute and then we can continue our conversation.
Yeah, I feel like it'll be a no-brainer once we explain it all and unravel it. So, I think
it already is, man. I think I just that's just how I do business, man. I just got to overhandle
it. I understand it. Yeah, I always say our educated clients are our happiest ones because they know what we're bringing to the table. So usually if you know what we're doing, then you don't have a problem paying for it, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got you set up for a callback around 4:30, 5 o'clock. Is that okay?
Perfect. And your name again was, boss?
Jonathan, but I go by John usually.
John. Okay. We'll be talking to you later on this afternoon.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.